I am not a nerd.
Sci-fi party line.
Sorry it took so long, but welcome back to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. Woo! This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Will.
Will, hello, hi. Hi, everyone. How are you doing, Kat?
Well, welcome back. It's been a while, I know, guys.
It's been a bit, just slightly.
Yeah, school is taking over my life. Education, mm-hmm. Who needs it? Apparently I do. Anyway, today Doctor Who is back, so Will and I just did an impromptu, hey, let's get together and let's just talk about it. So we're doing Doctor Who today. We haven't done it in a while.
The Bells of St. John.
The Bells of St. John.
And blew me away.
Blew you away? Well, first, let me get one other thing out. Also, I may not be doing a regular discussion about Doctor Who, but you can listen to Mostly Harmless Cutaway. That's Eric's podcast, and I think we'll be, you know, having more in-depth conversations there. I'll put a link up in the show notes. But now for today, Will and I, we're talking about the Bells of St. John, which was only mentioned once. But let's go ahead and dig in to it. So you were blown away. Why?
I was blown away because what the Bells of St. John turned out to be. And it kind of shocked me in that it's, you know, right on the TARDIS is the Saint, you know, St. John's ambulance service right on there. And
oh.
You go and you just go right by it. You don't see it. You don't understand it until, Moffat once again brings it out. This is why I like Moffat so much.
I still didn't see it.
I know it because it's right there. It's right there on the screen. I mean, OK. All right. Now, tell me you noticed that the author of the book was Amelia Williams.
I did not.
There you go. See, that's number two. It's like, the other thing,
was like I just watched it.
Well, I know. I understand. It's on a little iPod screen. I
was looking at the creepy girl and like, why is this book cover arranged the way it's arranged? And it looks weird. And so I just really only had time to process the picture and wonder about that. So I did not notice the author or anything.
Well, I look at all that stuff. Clara Oswin, the other Clara Oswin, her birthday was November 23rd. Which is, of course, the first episode of Doctor Who. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting to me. I know. I find it interesting. There are a lot of stuff. There are just tons of these things that are thrown into this episode. She goes. I call when she gets the doctor on the phone. Call this line for technical support. The woman in the shop said this was the number to call.
It's the best universe.
Who's the woman in the shop?
Probably River Song or.
Is it River? Is it Amy? Is it?
Well, Amy's trapped in a bubble, so. She...
No, she's in the past, and the doctor can't really get to her with the time machine. You know, fixed points and all that, but it's, you know, she apparently has a full life as an author, and, will eventually, you know, unfortunately die probably in the early 60s. But, you know, you don't know what, you know, what does that mean exactly? What can she do? What can she not do? I don't know. It might be nothing. It might be something.
It has to be like River or like Martha, maybe Rose.
Yeah. The list of possibilities. Well, I'm jumping ahead, but you did hear about Tennant and Billy Piper.
Yes, I saw that on Twitter, Facebook this morning that they will be a part of the 50th anniversary Doctor Who. Now, beyond that, I know that Captain Jack's not going to be on there. I forget his name, but he's not going to be on.
Yeah.
Harrowman, Barrowman, John
Barrowman.
Barrowman,
John.
who is also on Arrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yes, I know.
and
Awesome.
along with River Song is also on Arrow.
No, that's bizarre that she got to be on
Yeah.
Arrow.
So,
And she's like she's
American accent.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't see that. But I thought she was oh, what's her name? From the comic book.
No, she's just a mom. Black Canary, or I mean, not black. That's the wrong. Or is that
Not
it?
in, no.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
yeah.
that's right. Okay.
That
Anyway.
was the idea. Yeah, Canary, Black Canary. I can't remember
Well, no,
her
I
name.
heard that rumor too, but I don't think that's her. Or I wouldn't mind it if it was. But anyway, we're not talking about Arrow. We're talking about Doctor Who. But
Right.
50th anniversary, we only know that.
I guess from the general knowledge is it's going to be a series. It's not going to be one episode, and it's going to be, it's going to be tooled in some way to be multiple episodes and multiple stories, and it's going to be interesting either way. It is, like I say.
I'll just yeah, I'll just wait for it. I'm not gonna get my work myself up into a lather about it or anything.
No,
Just
I'm.
gonna,
Yes, I'm
cause it's
very,
like,
very.
yeah, I got other things to worry about, like this the Bells of Saint John, and so you, I mean, everybody knows when we first walk into the episode that the crazy monk is, of course, the doctor, cause that's how he rolls. He's always like with some weird beard or doing something or under some lady's skirt at the, so of course we knew it was the doctor.
Right. Yes.
I to me this this felt like an episode of the Sarah Jane Adventures for some reason. It felt very juvenile to me.
Really?
Not in a way that I did not enjoy it, but it just felt like very young. And I'm pretty sure that that is going to appeal to the, a lot of the younger audience because that's who we're trying to pull in. But it was just a little too
Right.
bright and shiny for me. I'm sure it'll get darker. But the new companion, I'm like, at first I was all in love with her, right? When I
Yeah.
first met her, as and then it turns out she was a Dalek. Then they's like, oh well, that has nothing to do with anything. We're not going to incorporate in the story. She was just, a character and blah. So I got pissed off at her, at the character
Right.
because I didn't know what to expect, and I'd already fallen in love with someone, And then they took that person away from me. Then there came the Christmas episode, and then she's this other person, and I'm like, I don't really know. And then they kind of lied because she is kind of tied into the Dalek situation. And then they kill that one off. And then I just can't really latch on to this character the way I want to. So I haven't really and truly warmed up to her.
I'll go along with that. It's odd because, the introduction of a character like Amy, you introduce her as a young child and then you grow up and it's like halfway through the episode, then you finally realize, oh, this adult woman is now the same girl who he basically lied to. And and this character that you now care about ties into the story more. It's like a slow burn.
Yeah, it was a
And
build-up,
this,
though.
yeah, exactly. So, but now Clara has, she's been introduced three times, and she has never gotten that kind of ramping in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was a guest, she was like the featured person on in the Asylum of the Daleks. She was there from the beginning, and it's kind of interesting, but it kind of dead ended. When you got to the fact that she's a Dalek, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh,
Yeah, because at the
I'm
end,
very
like
thorough now.
I was watching with a group of people. I was like, "Well, isn't that the new companion?" I was like, "Yeah, I thought that was new companion." And then we were like, "Well, that can't be her because she just died and she's a Dalek and blah." And so we were really confused and thrown off. And writers, they like to play their little tricks, but this kind of goes above and beyond messing with the audience, because now he's just entertaining himself, I think,
Well,
and we're kind of left waiting, holding our wangs, just like, what
I
is
hold
going on?
now. Hold on a minute. Hold on one second.
Our
And
imaginary wangs, if you
I
don't
okay.
have one.
No. I you can grab whether what other what any sort of wang you wish to grab. That's fine. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is, I'm a fan of Stephen Moffat. I love
I
everything he
wasn't
writes.
getting, yeah.
I'm a very big fan,
That's fine.
all the way back to Last Gang, with the possible exception of Coupling, which I really didn't like. But all the rest of his stuff, Jekyll, which is now on Netflix,
Oh, it's such a great show. Such a great show.
oh God, sorry. Oh my God. But you know, all the people through you know, all the shows he's done, yeah, Sherlock, come on, Sherlock. They're amazing shows, and he is, you know, Moffat can do no wrong. There's never a mistake in a Moffat show.
Oh, come on with the wank fest, Will.
Oh no. It's but you know, I'm having a bit of a problem seeing what he's going for, because even in this third time at it, and I must say, it set a pace. Its pace was break your neck. Oh my God, look at this. Oh, we're over here, over there. We're outside the TARDIS, in the TARDIS, walk around the TARDIS, walk back out of the TARDIS. We're in an airplane. That was a really nice, very well shot, although at the end it didn't really work.
No, I
But
was
it was a
fine with
really.
that. I was fine with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, I know what they were doing, but visually it didn't quite work. But anyways,
It was, I didn't care either way about, I mean, I didn't think it was good or bad. It was there and it was funny. So I really enjoyed her holding the teacup the whole time.
shot. I just like exactly, yeah. And she pulls it back. It was very funny. It was very amusing. I like how they set that up. The anti-grav motorcycle, very good. Loving that.
I like how he just basically vomited his history of himself to her, and there wasn't
Yes.
this slow reveal that we have to go through backstory. Yes, it's bigger on the inside. I'm an alien, 2 hearts, 27 brains, blah, blah, blah. Let's go. Let's move on. We gotta run. I enjoyed that. That highly amused me because I don't want to sit there and go through that every time.
No, well, yeah, exactly. And it gets kind of repetitive, kind of boring. But I must say, it's kind of you want him to, you know, him to be there in his you know, regalness, and he's about to unload, and you know, the companions are standing around, he's a Time Lord, comes from outer space, just entirely short circuit and ruin his moment. But like I say, you know, it's three times. Okay, yes, we know. Yeah, we know the character. We know what it is, or we know all that we know. We're gonna, you know, you're not gonna tell us any more in, you know, in exposition right now. So don't even start that. You know, don't even pretend that you're gonna do that. We know you're not gonna do that. Don't do that. But you know, but having said that, it was a great episode. It was frantic, and it moved well. This is hard to put, but he ha it was like it was a typical Moffat episode, and everybody goes, well, no, it was exactly the same as the last one, exactly the same as this. I'm like,
Oh,
yes, it
that's
was.
what the
That's
Twitter is
well,
saying.
I haven't, to be honest, I don't look for that sort of talk.
Oh,
I
okay.
really don't. But I could, you know, watching it, you're going, okay. It's exact. Well, the idea of the spoonheads, the servers, that the Shard
Oh, God, yeah.
corporation put
Well,
up.
it of course that corporation reminds me of the whole Channel 5 thing with Christopher Eccleston as Doctor, him and
Exactly.
Rose, or wasn't that Channel 5, whatever it was called. Then it kind of reminded me of the Idiot's Lantern a little bit, and then it started reminding me of all these different little episodes. So I was just like, you know what, just turn that off, whatever you're doing in your head about, oh, it reminds me of this, and just enjoy the thing. And so once I did that, I enjoyed it.
Well, I did think, well, interestingly enough, you know, like I say, it has these things, these recurrent ideas, but they're not the same idea, but they're variations, slight variations. And in my opinion, I like those variations and I like how it works. But the thing that got me, I'm kind of a tech head, and, it's in the Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My criticism, quote-unquote, of the thing was it was a fully, episode with everything, with it all very technical, and none of it was – it showed technology or knowledge of technology at all, but it worked.
What it felt like was that – my grandma wrote a story about Wi-Fi and there's evil people in the Wi-Fi there. I'm not sure what accent that is, but it was just like an old person trying to describe how evil has gotten into the Wi-Fi, and you look at him and you're like, dude, really? That doesn't even make any sense. It's stupid. Well, so it was
the premise,
it felt like an 80-year-old man trying to tell me about Wi-Fi, and I'm just not hearing what he has to say because, like, he just got off of 56K, like, yesterday. So, I don't really want to listen to him talk to me about the evils of Wi-Fi.
Give people at the BBC. It's, they're 128 symmetric. Don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But my opinion was, in the sequence when he's hacking into to try and get the reverse download. Is it possible to reverse the download from one end of a connection?
Oh,
no,
man.
Not gonna happen. But
see, that's what I'm talking about. My grandpa wrote that.
No. But the way he said it was. And you gotta remember, this is not written for adults. People aren't designed to go over this with treatises. And of course, on the Wi-Fi. No, in the Wi-Fi episode. No, it none of that.
That's acceptable on Sarah Jane, but not on Doctor Who. Sarah Jane would have done that hardcore.
Doctor Who is for 8-year-olds, literally. About 8-year-olds,
but
maybe
he
16.
Knows
he knows he has more.
Does not so, 8-year-olds so it, don't even know anything. They're like,
when he says, "Well, theoretically, because you let him off, because it's like it's not possible, but theoretically you could do it." Like,
well,
okay,
if there were evil people,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if we're willing to accept that there's a spaceship with an all-knowing entity and blah, blah, why can't we accept that Wi-Fi can be reverse download and blah, blah?
No, exactly. We know how it works, but it's a thing. But anyways, when he's typing there, and they have the lines going by of his code, and then the other guy starts typing in his code to overwrite that, but he overwrites it again. Visually, it was a perfect metaphor. It wasn't exactly how the computer works, but it was a battle between two sides, and the weird letter guy said things, and then he countered them, and he countered them back, and da da, and it worked on a visual level that was amazing to me.
It reminded me of that episode of Sherlock where, like, he gets texts and we see him pop up on the screen or whatever. So I thought back to that. And then I was just like, so instead of watching a fist fight or a sword fight, we're watching a text fight.
A computer fight.
I don't know, man.
It
lasted too long because it was kind of ridiculous. So it lasted way long. And I was like, wow, this is what the future has come to. We don't, like, punch people in the face. We just, like, hunch over computer and tap away.
And drive
That's great.
No, I thought it worked. I like that aspect. I liked that it actually worked. And it was cool. I did.
Okay, fine.
I like but it's interesting. Well, and the other aspect, the aspect of, Oswin, the super hacker, right?
Yeah.
So now, in this episode, she wasn't, Clara wasn't a hacker. Now she is a hacker. Clara was this very interesting person who he doesn't quite get. And what about her does he find interesting Well, that is something that encountering with him gave her. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's going to create this enigma. And but see
Oh,
it from
so
the side of it. So he's
yeah.
gonna watch himself actually build her into an enigma, which is a
Wrapped
little
inside of a metaphor. Okay, anyway,
exactly. I don't know.
so what you were saying was basically we're gonna see him build to create the Oswin. And so
Right.
basically we saw the
He
beginning
didn't.
of the
I
end
mean.
first. We kind of went into reverse, but then my only question is, well, then why did he forget her in Asylum of the Daleks, and why did he not know her in the Christmas episode?
He never met her. See, okay.
He's meeting her now. Oh.
River Song.
Yes. Okay.
That
No, I
is.
get you now. All
All
you had
right.
to say was River Song, and I get you.
Exactly. So this is River Song in the other direction. He's actually creating her so that when he first meets her, she'll be interesting.
So we're what? So she'll
Please,
get less
watch,
interesting
like,
as the season goes on?
Exactly. I well, maybe.
Dude.
I know. Wibbly wobbly, timey-wimey. Let's remember that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it at that.
It's a watch of
I
my.
wish we would have seen the Brigadier's daughter when Unit
Yeah.
bust in.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, for whatever reason, that highly amused me because I love the Brigadier. I'm pretty sure everybody loves the Brigadier, but you know.
That's cool. That's interesting stuff too. The great intelligence. That was something I was not expecting to see.
Did we see that before? Is that something we've seen before?
From the Christmas episode, GI, Great Intelligence Incorporated, or
Oh, okay. I knew it sounded familiar, but I was like, well, have we seen this? And I just forgot, and it's different, and there's a different guy, or what's going on?
there's another thing, the shard. That I'm remembering something. There was a shard or something. I'm remember splitting out of the minds. I had a shard, but that wasn't what I was thinking about.
I shot the shard, but
I
not
shot
the
the shard, but not the deputy. No,
No,
it doesn't work.
sorry.
No, but it's good.
My
It's good.
bad.
No, don't. No, please go on. Go on, please. No, but seriously. No, I mean, it was. That was something that was triggered in my memory, and I'm not exactly sure where it's from. So, but I don't know that it is something. But that there's something we can keep an eye on. But I think GI, the Great Intelligence, is going to take more of an active role
We gotta
in
call it
this.
something besides GI because I'm thinking about GI Tract, and then I'm thinking about other things, and I get distracted. So let's
Whitnail.
go with. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
The actor was the guy who played Whitnail in Whitnail and I. So you could do that. I think it was Whitnail. I don't know if it was Whitnail or
Yeah,
not.
we won't.
But no, but it was but he but he's oh damn it. Jekyll. No, not Jekyll.
No, that's that
It's the other
guy.
guy. That other guy.
Yeah, that
No,
guy.
not him. It's the other guy.
Oh, that guy.
Good.
Okay, wow. This
We're
is really radio right
really
here.
using ourselves, aren't
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Why do we
It's a
do this?
lot of rust on us.
Exactly.
But no,
Exactly.
yo, this is why. And like, we're thinking about a show targeted to 8-year-olds, and like, are we overthinking it? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
But.
We went one step beyond.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun thing to do. It's what you, but and that's why I say why this felt juvenile, because I feel like some of that adult, you know, timey-wimey, pay attention to stuff just wasn't in there. And I guess
It was. You just weren't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention. I think I have to watch it twice for me to pick it up, and then I have to have other people telling me, "Hey, you should have seen that." And I'd be like, "Oh, now I see it." Because other than that, you know, I'm like, doing my nails, you know, other stuff. I'm just like,
Wait, you do other things watching Doctor Who?
try not to, but then they start
I've got
like,
a
they
notebook. I
start
have a
typing for
difference.
like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I'm
My
watching
web
somebody
page in
type.
front of me, I look at the screen, and then when the commercial comes up, I go on the website
I bought it from iTunes. I had no commercial, so I had to sit through the
and
Wi-Fi, which
you
was just,
watch,
it
let me
was,
get this straight. You watch the show about Wi-Fi on Wi-Fi.
leave me alone. Leave me alone.
No,
Not
that's
talking.
meta. That's very meta. It's pretty cool.
Oh, God. Anyway,
But
see, happy.
I give it five TARDISes out of five.
It
I thought it was great.
is it tardi?
TARDISes?
Is it because it's plural?
Isn't TARDIS plural?
No, it's
No, it
time
isn't.
to, yeah, and then
I
it's
have no idea.
so, well,
TARDISes.
is
I've always
kind
said
of like, does
TARDIS.
it sound like, oh, okay. We'll just walk away from that because tardi doesn't make any sense because
TARDIS.
it's an acronym. It's an acronym, I'm sorry. And then you couldn't pluralize it in the way because
TARDIS
it'd be
is, yeah.
time and relative something.
Relative dimensions. Dimensions, that plural.
No,
Time
space. That, wait.
and relative dimensions in
Wow,
space.
this is so terrible. I'm
If it was
sorry.
a time and relative dimension in space, it'd be entirely different.
But then, so it's not spaces.
How many spaces do you?
Okay.
Never mind.
Wow. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. No.
Yay.
Yeah, we should.
Bye.
Yeah, wow, we just exposed. It's I'm rusty on Doctor Who. It's been a while. I haven't gotten in the groove. Like, in a few more weeks, I'll be an expert again.
Ah, that's
Yeah,
good.
yeah, yeah. But I'm a little rusty on that. So, yeah. So at the end, like we're as just as much as I hated hearing Geronimo and he doesn't say that anymore,
Yeah.
lad. I kind of grew to like it over time because you see a
Yeah.
Doctor Who person and you'll say Geronimo and they'd be like, ah, ha, that's so funny, blah, blah. And so,
Yeah.
but I'm a little tired of Run, You Clever Boy. I don't want to hear it every episode. It's almost as annoying as
So what do you feel about Snogbox?
Snogbox is excellent. That's funny because like he calls her sexy
Oh,
and
and
snog,
I just realized
so
that.
that's pretty funny to me. See, that's what I want,
Oh, that
doctor's
is good.
wife. I want the doctor's wife level of a show. That's what I was looking for today, was the doctor's wife, which I know you only get like once every blue moon or blue TARDIS or blah blah blah, but I wanted something to really, I guess since it's the beginning I shouldn't really expect that. But I want that. And I'm afraid that I might not like Clara. And I'm upset by that because like I was all in when I first saw her because I was like, all right, new companion, let's go. And they took her away from me and then they brought her back. And then they took her away again and now they brought her back and you can't mess with, I got a bond with people.
Right. Well, I think you've got you have in the story you've got the doctor bonding with Amy literally, and growing up with her, and at some point she shifts to be more motherly with him, when she stands there and tells him, no, you can't do that, like in the the Western town, she's no, we, that's not what we do. We do it this, it's not whatever you want to do. It's you have a code. You have to have a code and things like that, and in the world, the girl who waits, where, she's abandoned by him, and she has to look him in the eye and tell him, no, you blew it. You made a mistake. Even
Well,
as
we're
he,
just gonna get that all over again with Clara, because he's gonna do
Well,
something. She's gonna
no,
die, and then she's gonna find another companion, and it's gonna be a chick. Why can't he find a guy? I want some dynamic here. I want him to like have a guy fest. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Some a bromance or something.
Yeah.
I want something different because it just seems like every time he has a companion, there's this like attraction and oh, it's bigger on the inside, blah, blah, let's kiss, let's not. And I'm
Well,
like, dude,
no, wait, no, wait. At
I'm
the end of this
exhausted a little
episode,
bit.
at the end of this episode, she didn't go away with him.
She's gonna.
She's going to.
She's gonna. She's just playing hard to get.
I know.
And it's like, dude, you're playing hard to get, but you're gonna go with him anyway. Stop wasting my time. Let's get in the TARDIS and go. I'm ready to go. And
Yeah.
then we see the next time trailer, and she's gone with him,
She's
so we
gone with me,
already
obviously.
know. And it's gonna be like, oh, we're gonna have to go through the Beast Below again, where she's in, and da-da-da, blah, blah, blah.
No, well, I
I might
mean,
be jaded, you think?
you think I'm thinking. Just a little jade, a little bit,
Yeah, just a
slightly
little bit.
green.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think that the character, I mean, this character has the potential to be anything. And she is kind of different. I mean, and
How is she? She's like an Amy Riversong hybrid.
Amy Riversong. Not, no, I don't, no, I don't
Okay,
think so.
well, prove me wrong. How?
Let's see.
I challenge thee.
Are you, why isn't she like Amy?
Yeah.
Well, her attitude. Her
She's both spicy, just like Amy is. They were both had that spicy attitude.
well, yeah, but I mean, it's not that, that attitude, that get up and go, that, take on the world. That it's not necessary. It wasn't necessarily what Claire was about, because you've got her. She's at home. She reads books, oddly enough, books written by Amy, and she her attitude of, I'm going to go out and do that, but I have to stay here and fulfill these responsibilities.
That felt really weak to me, though. That felt like a line that a writer wrote and not the motivation of her character at all. I didn't believe it. It was not convincing to me.
Okay.
Because her attitude is one of curiosity, one of let's go, one of defiance. And it feels like they're trying to water her down and hold her back a bit because they want to build up to her being this free ghost spirit. No?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I think, the attitude, the presence of her, of her feeling responsible and being, it's and being and coming from that end of it. You know what I mean? Coming from I'm responsible, I'm not a kid. Where Amy was more of a, first time she was a child.
Literally, yeah.
Quite literally. And the second time she got, she's given fulfillment of that childish dream or wish. And then the third time, you remember when she and Rory took off, they went away. So it was more a search for that feeling, that impression of that of let's just go, we can do anything, let's do anything. And they kind of did anything. But with Clara, she's in both cases, she's a governess. I mean, not really, but she's, in the second one, but she is a governess. She's looking out for her dead friend's kids, and their father. She's burdened with responsibilities, but she still looks to the future. She's looking to the dream. Her line about, I have the book because I'm still going to use it. It's interesting from that aspect, I think, and that's just me. But yeah, but like I say, she's not, she's it's she's not the opposite of Amy,
Okay.
but she is different.
Well, she's brunette.
Her eyes blue or green, I couldn't tell.
Nah, I didn't care.
I don't
no,
remember.
They're brown.
Brown?
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah. Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah,
I like
she's
her
gorgeous. Yeah. Well, I hope we get a little bit more so we can go into the analysis.
Oh, there will be analysis.
Oh yeah, there will be analysis. But I guess it's not a lot to go on for. I guess her first
third episode.
Third, yeah, her third yet first showing. I don't know. I'm not going to say I was disappointed. I'm not going to say I was overwhelmed. I'm not going to say I hated it as much as that Western episode of from last season.
Oh, I love that episode. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
I know everybody loves it except for me.
Oh, golly. Yeah. A Doctor Who with guns.
And it had the guy from Farscape. So
and
I should have
Ben Browder from Farscape.
Yeah.
Very cool. So had a guy with a bowler hat.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I like
then,
bowler
like,
hats.
Whatever, but whatever.
Yeah. So, I think at the center of it, there's a really cool argument about what do we do? Why are we doing this? What's redemption? What's stuff like
what
that?
What is he redeeming?
Like that.
What is he redeeming? Why does
right.
he care? It seems like he's forcing himself to care about this girl and her little mystery. It feels forced.
Okay.
You disagree?
I disagree entirely. 150%.
Well, it seemed like the whole story is forced, not his interest in her. Like, I don't get, like, I still don't understand why Amy was so special with the crack and the blah and the blah, blah, blah. So, here we have another girl
right,
that's
have,
so.
Very quickly, it's called faith. It's disbelief.
Oh, faith. Well, I don't really do faith. So.
Apparently, he wasn't there with his. And this time, he didn't have his clothes off. So, it's a thing.
That's probably why. Because faith, I'm just like, what? I don't get it. Tangible evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fact-based person. So I
isn't
need
Sherlock Holmes. This is Doctor Who.
Well, Sherlock Holmes. We're not going to talk about that, but yeah.
No.
I can't wait to see what aliens are. We're going to see new aliens or old faces. Or
we got the Ice Wars. We got the Cybermen at the end of the season.
I'm killing people. I might not have wanted to know that.
I keep forgetting. I'm like, it's been on the promotion every week, and I'm like going, I'm watching BBC America. If you don't have cable, which I don't think you do, you're not watching.
Student, BBC. Yeah, I'm a student, yeah. So we don't have.
It's not really. It's not. I would not have classified that as.
A it's spoiler. Not. It's not a spoiler. I'm teasing you, Will, because
okay.
You know it's Doctor Who, Cyberman, or the Daleks are bound to show up.
Usually. Usually,
but I had heard of the Ice Warriors thing on Twitter, and so right. I don't know that much about them, and I haven't seen their original.
Don't worry, there isn't that much to know.
Weren't they in a previous? What is it?
Two episode.
A Baker.
No, it wasn't Baker. It was Pertwee.
A Pertwee episode. Oh.
I want to say Pertwee and Troughton, but that might be a mistake. But they haven't been around recently.
Well, I hope it's not like a repeat of like how awesomely excited I was for Waters of Mars, and then that
kind of did. It was okay, but it.
Well,
yeah.
You know, like when NASA's all tweeting, because I follow the tweets with the Mars rover, and they're talking about, hey, we might have found some ice on Mars, and I was like, oh my God, next they're gonna find water, and then the people are gonna get the cracks in the face, and their mouth is gonna come out. Oh my God! So it was still kind of those creatures still kind of frighten me, but it was something about that episode. I think it was the audio that really the score that kind of took me out of that. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
The score being really terrible.
Yeah. I did like the concept of the the doctors, it's like screw time, screw all that this. I'm Time Lord triumphant, and no, you're not. You're just not.
No, you're not.
You know when you said that thing with all those people and everything? No, you're just not.
So speaking of BBC America, you were telling me of something about, we were talking about Pertwee and BBC America earlier before the show, before you guys came into this. You were telling me something about what they were doing with the classic episodes.
Yeah, they've been running one episode of every Doctor. I think it's actually every Doctor, all 11. It turns out. So they'll be, come November, they'll be
Day
at Smith.
marathon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one day it'll be. Well, see, the thing is, they can't do that because after these episodes, they have like a 30, usually a 30-minute episode, 20-minute, 30-minute introduction of who the character was and how their show was impacted and everything. And then they have a 90, an episode. They play an episode, which is one full Doctor Who episode, which
Oh.
they used to be half-hour episodes
It would
shown
fly.
over 4 to usually 4, could be 6, could be 2, could be 3, could be 5 episodes. And so these episodes are really long.
Wasn't that Daleks episode like in season one back in the 60s or something? That was like 7 episodes. It was 7 parts.
Yeah, something like that. The Unearthly Child and
The
and
Daleks was
Daleks.
the,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's the second episode. But
That
yeah,
Daleks was really long. Like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch all the Klaxes. And then I got through the Daleks and I was just like, oh, God. Oh.
You are permitted to fast forward through those.
I want to watch him in order because there's a thing that happens. Like, I watched Pertwee out of order and I didn't like him. And then
Right.
I watched Spearhead from Space and I
Right.
loved him. That was his first
Which
episode.
turns out to be the episode they're going to be running today.
Oh, today. So
Starting
they're doing,
today.
are
Starting
they,
today,
so
actually.
they're, how does that work? So you're saying that they're not like doing a whole marathon in a day, they're just doing like one per day or something?
One episode per month.
Oh.
Yes, one episode per
So,
month.
and so
So,
when you say one episode, you mean the parts are going to be playing one time a day throughout the, how does that?
no, basically they're editing them. They're editing the front. Well, usually editing the front half, the front bit and the end credits, and then running it all together at the end. But they've been doing things like, well, the first episode for the Aztecs,
That was not bad.
which is A, not a bad story, and B, historical.
Yeah,
When was the last time they did a historical story?
oh, that would be great. Like,
Everything
what would they
is
do?
monster.
Well, Hitler, because.
Yeah, but they had monsters in it. They had the Tesseractor. So, anyways, but that's
Look,
hardly
and then
it's
they just
hard.
they put a Hitler in a cupboard, dude. Come on, that's
In a cupboard.
triumphant right there.
Hitler in a cupboard. Yeah, I know.
Time Lord
So then
triumph.
they did. So then last month, they did Hartnell or Troughton, I mean, and an episode called "Tomb of the Cybermen."
Okay.
Which is pretty darn good. It was interesting. There's some very, very subtle and very good parts about actually about the doctor's family.
What?
And it wasn't like, he had kids and everything, or they said
Well,
that
he
he
had
had
a
kids.
granddaughter, so.
Well, yes, it's kind of that. But he did, he did made, but he made mention of them living on in his memory. Very interesting stuff because you had Victoria and she was in there, and Victoria was a Victorian lady, and so it was kind of, she was a little overwhelmed at the moment, though she did wear really short skirts very quickly. Anyways, and then this one, The Spirit from Space, which again is, as you say, is a pretty good episode, and it's kind of introducing the Doctor, and there's interesting aspects to it. The Autons, of course, very cool. Actually, the Autons less important until this, this reboot of Doctor Who, with them being much more predominant villains nowadays. I never thought they were any good until I saw these villains coming through. There are probably, I think, two, maybe three episodes with the Autons, or with the Autons before the reboot.
But yeah, guys. Well, that's it for today. We did some rambling. Just note if you made it this far, congratulations! You listened to all. Go to our website, scifipartyline.com. You can leave us a message there. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, all those places. Thanks for listening.
We're on Google Plus?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. Get us on. I didn't know that.
Dude, I was in the middle of the outro and you just got in there.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were on Google Plus.
Is that exciting for you?
I'll alert the media.
Oh, God. Oh, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. See you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
You're so silly.
End of line.